Today's share in the Dershu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Resh Ayin Vav Omud Aleph. We're in the fourth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we're in the middle of Simen Tuf Tes. And we're in the second line, Sif Tes. We've been discussing various halachos of Erev Techumim. And the Mechaber tells us, Echod O Rabim, if an individual or a group of people tell somebody else, Sharmu Liachod, they tell another person to be their Shliach, Tsei Orei Voleinu, go make an Erev Techumim on our behalf. And he does so, the Erev Aleihem, and he makes their Erev Techumim, he makes their new focal point wherever he felt like making it. They didn't instruct him where to go and specifically make it, but they said, listen, we don't want to be here for Shabbos, we want to be able to travel further, so go make an Erev Techumim for us someplace. And the Shaliach, in fact, did what he was asked to do. So the Mechaber tells us, Harei Zeh Erev, the new focal point that he made for them is in fact a good Erev, V'yotzim bo, Shehari lo yichadu lo ruach. And they in fact can use this as their new focal point, as their Erev Techumim, because they didn't instruct him to a specific place, and therefore whichever place he did, Mistama, they were happy with. Again, I'm not sure what exactly the circumstances are that a person would want to do this, but let's say wherever they were uncomfortable staying there, and they said, let's just get away from here, and just get us away from here any place, and we'll be fine. So if the shliach does that, and he does a good kosher Erev Techumim for them any place else, so then that becomes their focal point. The Mishneh Berurah adds in Sifkot Nun Beis, V'al kein amrinon demistoma nichaluhu be'ezer ruach shariv. The default position is, we say, that they're happy with whatever location he chose as a new focal point. And even if they don't know where that place is until after it's already dark, heavy Erev, we do say in retrospect that it is a good Erev Techumim, because the igloya milsa demei kara konushvisa, because even though they didn't know it, after dark, when they finally meet up with the shaliach and he tells them where it is, so they're happy with it, and therefore it retroactively was able to be konin for them their focal point, the new shvisa, at the onset of the Bein HaShemashos. However, the Mishneh Berurah adds, Omnom Nira, however, it appears to me, the Mishneh Berurah says, Dimhoya Yadua Lahashaliach, Shiratzon HaMashaliach La'ariv Beruach Zeh. If he knows, for example, they're traveling in a certain direction, and the last thing they'd want to do would be to have their Erev Techumim, their new Shvisa, in a different direction, but they would like it to be in that direction. And then, in that situation, Av Shelo Pirish Lo Behedri, even though they didn't specifically tell him we want it over there, in that situation, Lo Mahani Kisha Erev Beruach Acheres. Then, let's say, for example, they really wanted it due north from where they were, 2,000 Amas due north from where they are, but he made it due south or some other location, then the Erev won't work. Even though after the fact, now they say, you know, Tak, it's not so bad. We'll take this Erev in the south, even though we would have wanted it on the north. If he knows that they wanted it on the north and he made it on the south, then the Erev Techumim doesn't work. Sif Yud. The Mechaber writes, Omer Lechaveiro, Orev Olai Bitmaru. We said in yesterday's Shia, and we reiterated again today, that a person can designate a Shliach to go put the su'udos, the food, down for him, and that will be his new focal point, his shvisa, and that will be his new Erev Techumim spot. But it's only when he designates the shliach and asks him to do it. And here he is now adding additional restrictions on the shlichus. So if the person, let's say Reuven, Omer Lechaver, who says to his friend Shimon, Orev Olai Bitmaru, go make for me an Erev Techumim, but I want you to bedavka use dates. And then when Reuven told Shimon to do it with dates, Shimon did it with figs. The Erav Olav Begrogoros. In other words, he did not fulfill what he was asked to do. As the Mishneh Berurah explains in Sivkot Nun Gimel, Vein Chiluk Bein Erav Mishol Mishaleach O Mishol Shliach. Doesn't make a difference who the dates belong to. Bechol Gavnei Havi Kpeida, since he specifically said, I want it with dates, and you made it with figs, this is a Kpeida, he's not happy about it, Vein Chal HaShlichus, and therefore the Shlichus is uprooted, and therefore he can't act on your behalf, because when you send the shliach to do something, it's only to do exactly what you said and not to make something different. The issue footnote number 34 does bring down, if it's a very slight change from what you said that would normally be within the acceptable limits of this person performing a shlichos, if you send the person to the store to, let's say, buy something for you, and that item that you specifically asked for wasn't available, but something similar to it was, and that would be acceptable for him to bring back to you to complete his shlichos, so then that is considered, according to the Tosefta Shabbos over here, a good situation for an Erev Techumim as well. And any shinoi that's not really a major shinoi is considered a good Erev Techumim. In any event, the Mechaber continues, so if you instructed, Reuven instructed Shimon to do it with dates, and Shimon did it with figs, well, vice versa. You instructed him, Begrogros, to use figs, the Erev Olav Bitmaru, and he did it with dates, or Amalo Hanach Eruvi B'migdol. Reuven told Shimon, please put the Erev Techumim in this tower over here. V'inicho B'shovach, and instead he put it in a dovecot. Or vice versa, he told him, B'davka, put it in B'shovach, place the Erev Techumim in the Shovach. And instead, Shimon placed it, V'inicho B'migdol, in some sort of a tower. Or V'hiniach, he told him, Babayis, go put the Erev in the house. V'hinicho Bali, and instead he put it up in the second floor, in the attic. Or vice versa, he told him to put the Erev Techumim Ba'aliyah in the attic, V'hinicho Babayis, and he put it on the ground floor. In all of these scenarios, he was changing what he was asked to do, and therefore, Eino Erev. In none of these cases does the Erev work. The Mishnah Berurah explains as if cut nun dalid. Ba'afilu shtem krovim or shtem ruchokim. Even if the two places he was told to put it in the house and he put it in the attic, and vice versa, he was told to put it in the tower, he put it in the dovecot, even if they're very near to each other. Damrinon, the kan daito lenoch b'shabbos, we say, nevertheless, it's no good because he wants it bedavka over here for whatever the reason, the lo b'mokom acher. He specifically told him the dovecot, and not the tower or the house, and not the attic. And therefore, he was mishana his shlichos, and therefore, he did not what he was asked to do, and therefore, he specifically, v'lo b'mokom acher, the person who sent him, Reuven, did not want it in that other place, therefore, it's no good. Sivkot nun hey, it's not a good erev. Shashino midayis mishalcho, when Shimon did it differently, he changed around what he was asked to do, v'okar ha-shlichos, and he uprooted the shlichos, and therefore, he's not functioning as a shliach, it's not going to be a good erev. However, the Mechaber continues, Avolim Armelo Orev Olai Stam. If Reuven told him, yeah, make an Erev for me, Stam, the Erev Olav, and then he made an Erev for him, so then Ben Bigrogros Ben Mithram, whether he made it with figs or with dates, whether he made it Ben Babayis, Ben Bali in the house or in the attic, Harez Erev, since he didn't specify where exactly he wanted the Erev, so it's going to be a good Erev as long as he put it down in an acceptable area. There's no specific specification, so it's good any place that he put it down. Now we go to Sif Yud Aleph. And here, Dirshu footnote number 35 has a brief introduction. And he says this is based upon the Gemara and the Poskim. So the Gemara in Erevin on Daf Mentes Amud Beis tells us, if somebody's traveling on the road and it gets dark and he wants to designate a different place than where he is to be his focal point, but obviously he can't run over there to put down the food, but he's doing it with visualization. He says, see that tree over there? I want that to be my Mokum Shvisa. So he has to recognize that tree, and he knows the area. He knows that specific tree or a fence, for example, and he says, I want my Shvisa to be there, so that's not good enough. Because he wasn't medakdek, he didn't say specifically meduyuk, where under the tree he wanted it. And since part of the tree is going to be further away, 2,000 amas, than where he is right now, and would not be able to be reachable on Shabbos, so then in this situation, he doesn't have an Erev over there because he didn't specify where under the tree he wanted it. But if he said, Shvisasi b'ikaro, I want my Shvisa to be, let's say, by the root over there in a very specific place, and he's able to go and reach that, it's within 2,000 amas of him, so then there can be his Mokum Shvisa, and then he would have his 2,000 amas from that Mokum Shvisa, not where he physically is, but from where he designated, let's say, the root under the tree. Now, there's a machlokus between Rav and Shmuel on that Gemara, as to when we said lo amar klum in the first scenario, we didn't specify, it said lo amar klum, so Rav holds that he lost both places. He doesn't have the place where he is, and he doesn't have the place where he tried to designate, because he, so to say, uprooted his current place and didn't acquire that other place. Shmuel disagrees, and Shmuel says, Eino rashay leleches mi'o'ilan lebeso. You're right, the tree, since he didn't specify exactly where, should be his Mokum Shvisa, doesn't have his Mokum Shvisa, but he doesn't lose his Mokum Shvisa where he is. So Rav has two chidushim over here. Number one, im lo siyem es makomo, if he didn't specify exactly the place under the tree, he doesn't acquire the place under the tree. And number two, he loses his current place because he uprooted it by saying, I want to be under the tree, even though he didn't accomplish getting under the tree. If you look in the rest of this footnote, he then brings down the explanation of why Shmuel disagrees, or exactly what Shmuel disagrees with Rav. He brings down the sheet of Rashi, he brings down the sheet of the Rambam, and he brings down a second possible interpretation of Rashi. I ain't showing the rest of this footnote. With that, we can begin Sif Yud Aleph. The Mechaber writes, Misha Baba Derek, somebody's traveling on the road. Umakir Ilon O Goder. Besof alpayim amah. He sees something that he recognizes as either a tree or a fence at the end of 2,000 amas from where he is. The yare shema techshach kodim shegiyah sham. It's 5 minutes before the shkia, let's say. He doesn't know if he can reach that place definitely before the shkia, and this way acquire that place by physically being there. So he is allowed to say, the Mechaber tells us, the omar shvisasi tachtov b'ikaro, I wish to designate a specific place by the root of that tree as my dalet amos, to be my shvisa for Shabbos, even though he's not there, Kana Shvisa Bikaro. He in fact can acquire this place as his new focal point, as his Mokum Shvisa, Vyesh Lomisham Apaimama, and that becomes his focal point, and from that specified place under the tree by the root, he is able to now make that his focal point and go 2,000 amas in every direction from there. And this is true. And this is true even if he wasn't able to reach that walking in a normal place, he only would have been able to reach that if he would run. Nevertheless, since he could have reached it, so his visualization of this known place, he says specifically, by the root of this tree, I want to be my focal point, it works. And therefore, Mutu Lelech Lishon Benachas, he's therefore now set up his new focal point. It's within 2,000 amas of where he is, and he can walk there at a leisurely pace. He doesn't have to run to get there before it's Bein HaShmashos. Afa Bishino Magia Shom Mibodjom, even though he will reach it after the day is gone. That is perfectly acceptable. That is what the Mechaber's first din is over here, and this is based upon that Gemara in Erevin that we brought down from Daf Mem Tes. The Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskel Umakir Ilan Ogoder says, Avolam Eino Makir Shum Mokom, but if he doesn't recognize the place, and he just said, I want my Shvisa to be Besof Alpayim Mikan, 2,000 amas from here, I want that to be my Shvisa, Lo Mahane, Afladea Rishona. That doesn't work according to anybody, even this more lenient first opinion. The Chemuchach B'Mishnah, this is true for the Mishnah over there in Erevin as well, that he would not acquire it unless he specifies a known place. The issue footnote number 41 brings down the interesting case of a blind person. Can he designate this? So the Yaivitz brings down Shegam Bo Moil. Even for a blind person it works. Sheyocho Lakiro Bedera Chilucha Aide Moshcho, because he could feel the place and would know it. So if he knows that that place is there, and he could even feel it when he's blind, so therefore he can designate that place. Or alternatively, we're talking about where he once was able to see, and now he became blind, so he knows that place. So in each of these situations, it would work even for a blind person to say, I want my Shvisa to be underneath that tree. The issue footnote number 42 brings down, if the person were to say, Tehei Shvisasi Tachasu Ilon Shebesof Apayim Mikan, he says, I want my Shvisa to be underneath the tree, that it's 2,000 amas from here, but he doesn't know the tree, so the Rashba says that also will not work. It's not only that he says, I want it to be at the end of 2,000 amas, but even if there's a tree there, but he doesn't know that tree, and he says, I want it to be under the tree at the end of 2,000 amas, that still will not work to make that his Mokum Shvisa. He has to know the place, has to be recognizable to him, has to specify, and only in that situation will it work. The Chofetz Chaim in Dibur HaMaskel Besof Apayim Ama in the Bir Halacha adds an additional din. He says from this Lashon of the Mechaber, he says that you must be within 2,000 amos of it to at least be able to reach it if you were running. Avolam HaYoser Me'alpayim, it was more than 2,000 amos away from you. And Dibishor Shekidesh Hayom Higia Baraglu V'Soch Apayim, and even though you'll be able to reach within 2,000 amos of it at the time of nightfall, at the time of Bein HaShmashos, and even V'Gamim Yoritz Mishas Amirit, and at the time of, that you said it, if you were to run, Yochol Higia Likorosh Ilon Kodum Shechashecha, you could reach it there if you were to run, Lo Mahani. This doesn't work according to the simple understanding the Chofetz Chaim says of the Mechaber. But not everybody agrees with this. He says from the Lashon of the Rambam, it's mashma, dafilu bishas amira haya yoser me'alpayim liyikaro shalilon, at the time that he said it, he was more than 2,000 amos away. As long as kivon debishor shekidish hayom higia baragv l'soch apayim, as long as he was within 2,000 amos of it at the time of Bein HaShmashos, and v'gam dim haya rotz mishas amira hayochol lagia adikaro shalilon kol mishachashecha, and as long as he could reach it by running, so then mahane amiroso, this would in fact work. In any event, now let's look at the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Nun Vav. He says, V'hu adin shar mokum mesuim. It's not only the tree or the fence, it's any known place. Could go and sell a certain rock, ukai gabno, or any other marker over there, but it has to be a specific known marker. V'im tziyen mokom ha-shvisa betel. If he said, I want my place to be on this mound of raised area of earth, shu gavo asor tvachim, that's higher than 10 tvachim, or babikor in a valley, shi amuk asor tvachim, that's deeper than 10 tvachim, so that's a mokom mesuyim, it's a designated place. So as long as that tail, that mound, or that bikor, that valley, is less than beis sosayim, ad beis sosayim, so nechsheves kulo ki arba amos, it's considered like $1 amos area for this halacha, v'yesh lo mi'osu mokom l'halon apayin, and he has from that entire mound or from that entire bikkah, he has 2,000 amos in every direction. And this is also from the Gemara in Erevin. Sivkot Nun Zayin, if the person says Shvisasi Tachto Bikoro, if he specifies I want my Shvisa to be specifically at the root of that tree, Shalilon, Lafuki, as opposed to Imamar Stam Shvisasi Tachto, I just want Stam to be underneath that tree. The tree has lots of branches and lots of foliage over there, and if he says I want to be under the tree, Shukolo Gam Tachas Wanofim, it's underneath all of these branches and leaves over here, Afilu Imkolo Ilon Hubesok Shir Alpayim Amam Imkomi Amidaso, even if the entire tree is within 2,000 Amas of where he is, Lo Yia Lo Min Ha'ilon V'Holo Alpayim Amos Shleimim Ki Impochus Miseh, then even though he says underneath the entire tree, he's going to lose some of the area under the tree, that he won't be able to go anywhere from the tree 2,000 Amas, but he'll only go from the beginning part of the tree 2,000 Amas, U'Dilekameh, as we're going to learn shortly. He is Kona Hishvisa if he specifies the place. But just by saying so, the Hekelu Lebaba Derek, because the rabbis were lenient in a person traveling on the road. The issue, footnote number 36, says, does he have to actually stop and say this over here, that Shivsasi Tachas Bikaro, or could he still be moving when he's saying this? So he brings down a machlokis amongst the poskim about this, and this is something we also discussed in yesterday's shir. Can you acquire your Shvisa while you're moving, or must you stand still? Ayin Shom in the issue, footnote number 36. And Mishabura points out this will be further discussed as well, U'kidilikameh in Sif Yud Gimel, as we will, Mirtz Hashem, learn this in the upcoming Sif Yud Gimel. Sivkot Nun Tes, Mutur Lelech Shom Benachas. You don't have to run to get there. As long as you could get there when you were to run, you can walk slowly. And the Mishabura says, V'adin demutur leishe b'mekomo. You don't even have to get there right away. You can wait there. V'lelech l'shom l'mocho. You can go there the next day on Shabbos already. Alpayim amma l'mekomo ilan, alpayim amma min ikaro shalilan v'holo, and you'll have acquired your shvisa in that new place, and you can go 2,000 amas to the shvisa, and then 2,000 amas from the shvisa. The kivin shahoya yocho lagi yashom, as long as you could have reached over there, ayide ritzo via running, mibojom, before it became nightfall, before it became the Bein Hashmashos, so this Shvisa works. Mahane diburo liknos shom Shvisa avshe eno holech achshav l'sham. This will work to acquire your Shvisa over there, even though you're not physically over there. Now, we said mibod yom, so the Chavetz Chaim, the Bir Halacha, the Bir Maskel, mibod yom says, what about if you're not going to be able to make it there until the Bein Hashmashos? Does that help or not? So he says, this is a machlokes that we will emir tzah Hashem see when we reach Simen Tof Tes Vav Sif Gimel. And the Mechaber over here said, mibod yom, not to discuss that machlokes, and that's why he gave it a nice simple lashon over here that you should reach it before the Bein Hashmashos, and that's where he doesn't get involved in that machlokes at all. The issue footnote number 39 brings down, Im hakone es hashvisa ein yechol yigil l'shom machmash ein b'kocho l'rutz. The guy is a weak guy. He can't make it there, but a normal person would be able to make it there. So then, the Nesiv HaShabbos brings down, sheyesh l'mo midivri ha-me'iri shechol ha-eriv. Based upon ha-me'iri, he says, you could in fact say this is a good eriv. However, he writes, ulam kosher shebidivri shara poskim lo mashmakein. The other poskim disagree with this me'iri. The issue footnote number 40 discusses what happens if you couldn't reach it by walking, but you could reach it by car. You have a mechanized vehicle, or you have a horse, or you have some other means of getting there other than walking. Ayin Shom for this discussion. The Mechaber continues and he writes, Avol im lo hayochol lagi yashom klal mibojom. But if you wouldn't be able to make it to that focal point during the daytime before it became Bein Hashmashos, so then lo yozuz mimkomo, then you're stuck. You have to stay where you are. Because you said you want that to be your focal point. That means shari ochr daito mikan. You've given up your current focal point where you are, and you didn't acquire that focal point because it's too far away. V'gam sham lo kana. So the person is stuck. He doesn't have neither here nor there, and the person doesn't have anything more than dalet amos to walk. The Mechaber continues and he writes that which we said that you can say over here, Shvisasi tach tov b'ikaro v'davko sheyichid arba amos v'hem b'soch hapayim ama. That only works if he designates the space that he wants to be, his Dalet Amos over there, within the 2,000 Amos where he is right now. And the Mishmur explains in Sivkot and Samach, Rotz Loma, Dafilu Hecho Shiocho Lagia Shom Mibod Yom, even if he could reach it there before the Bein Hashmashos, Loma Hali, Ela should be Yicheid V'chule. It only works if he specifies it. V'nei Lochide Shom Mechaber B'zeh Dover. Now, there's nothing really new over here in the Mechaber about this. Amash Akosa B'resha Sif, as what he said previously. So why did he repeat it? V'kavonoso Hilo Amar, and he's saying it over here again, V'davka B'ofen Shi Tziyarnu. It's only under the specific specific situation, that he's specifying the Dalet Amos under that tree by the root, that's when it works. And that has to be within 2,000 Amos of where he is. If he didn't specify the place, and the entire tree is not within 2,000 Amos, only part of it is, he doesn't acquire a place over there, because in this situation, maybe he had intention for a different part of the tree, and that wasn't within the 2,000 Amos. So the Mechaber tells us he has to say, "Kigon Shama Shisasi Beikaro," he's specifying the place, "Omikan Adikaro and Yosem Alpaim," and it's not more than 2,000 Amos. We'll pick this up tomorrow. We're in the middle of the Sif, but with that, we conclude today's shir.